Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Despite all the doom and gloom and the serious and heavy news out there, there's plenty of little gems, things to put a smile in your face this Wednesday. And Cathal O'Sullivan is with me to tell us about some of them. How are you doing?
I'm great, Andrea. I'm mid-panto run back home in Portlaoise at the moment, Jack and the Beanstalk. So we've 6 shows done and 5 to go.
Brilliant. So you're loving it.
Yeah, tired but happy, positive, everything. How are you?
Good. I was at, that's what I call a musical last night.
Oh, yes, Anita, of course.
Yeah, in the Borgosh. Very good, actually.
Yeah, I really want to see
it. Well, if you enjoy 80s music, this is for you. It's just tune after tune.
Yeah, it's bang after banger.
Sneeda sings in it too.
Yeah, and it's
two
just
songs.
Positive good, energy.
Oh, yeah. Good bit of crack. Right.
Andrea, the grand stretch in the evening is here.
I love that phrase.
I love it as well, the grand old stretcher. Do you know when people aren't exactly like, I suppose maybe they might be from Europe or something like that, and you're trying to explain it to them. The grand stretch is that kind of little bit of the sunlight coming back into our evenings. And it is appearing slowly but surely.
It's not as dark.
So tonight we'll actually see the sun set at 10 to 5, which is like, it's actually creeping into that kind of, as we're coming out of work, it's that little bit of brighter. And it does affect our mood, I think.
Oh,
and people
time.
Coming in into winter and stuff, seasonal affective disorder does affect a lot of people and kind of gets people down. But today we'll see it at 10 to 5. As we come into the end of February, it'll be 6 o'clock. And by Paddy's Day, it'll be closer to 6:30.
So then it's the summer.
So then it's the summer.
Once you're in Paddy's Day, that's it.
But my favourite one is by Good Friday, it'll be 8:30.
Okay.
So that doesn't seem so long.
I love
long.
That you have the time.
I have all the times here and I'm kind of like planning out my year almost nearly already. But even Dublin City Council are getting involved in kind of helping people through that grand stretch. They've launched light boxes in all Dublin City libraries. So they're kind of to
what
lift your mood. So they help with light therapy, and they're just they're these little light boxes that are provided through the Healthy Ireland programme in the libraries to make the library that little bit brighter so people can spend their evenings there. Maybe there's a lot of people that
that's
use libraries in the city to study and or even people in the likes of secondary school do their bits of homework. But it's going to help, I suppose, boost that mood, vitamin D and all that, trying to help people with their, I suppose, their energy boost in the evenings.
Happy days. Primark launching a new clothing line.
Yeah, so Primark, or Pennies as we know it here,
Pennies of course,
Hun. Yeah, so you'd often hear people say, where'd you get that? And of course, Pennies Hun, yeah. Well, they've launched a new 49-piece line of women's wear and men's wear, and it's designed for those with a range of disabilities. So when I saw this, I was like, oh, this is very interesting. I wonder how, I suppose, the clothes would differ and stuff like that. So Victoria Jenkins, who's, I suppose, she's a disabled fashion designer and the founder of the brand Unhidden, has said this is a huge adaptive kind of way towards clothing. It includes things like cropped trench coats for those who might use a wheelchair, which is like, I suppose, helping them being able to get their jacket off without having to get out of their chair. Magnetic zips for those who might have difficulty kind of using zips and different stuff like that on jackets. Hidden access points for those with stoma bags and insulin pumps and stuff like that. I suppose it just makes people maybe feel that little bit more comfortable with their clothing. And I think it's a great step. And they've been campaigning for this for years, Jenkins said. And she didn't think she'd see a fashion brand like Penny's jump on this, but it has.
Brilliant.
It's great.
Kindness. Word of the year?
Yeah, well, it's the children's word of the year. So last year we saw the likes of Brat and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But kindness has actually come out on top as the children's word of the year. So more than 3,000 children were up to from age 16 to 14 were asked for their word of the year. And kindness beat out artificial intelligence and conflict as the most common suggestions, according to Oxford University Press. So I think this is just a good story for us in that, like, we try to promote it here and Reasons to Be Happy, kindness being such a, I suppose, a prominent thing on our show stuff like that. But it's great to see amongst children as well, because amongst all these bad news, you hope that the children are seeing kind of the light in the news and stuff like that. But they also surveyed people on slang words for kids, and slay was number one, which
I hate that word.
I tend to use it a little bit too much.
I hate it.
Do you?
Yeah.
You'd never say us?
No, never. Like, so you're peak Gen Z now.
Peak Gen Z, don't bat us with all the one brush, but I do say it a little bit often. But yeah, look, kindness is a great one, I think, for the children's word of the year.
Now, I'm all in favour of this.
Yes, Andrea, holiday. They're coming. And we've actually just come back off having time off, but people are already thinking about booking time off, and this helps with our well-being and our mental health.
Yeah.
So 8 in 10 people say that considering booking a holiday or considering a stepping stone, maybe booking your annual leave, considering the time of year you're going to go, is a crucial part of supporting their mental well-being when they're working, getting through difficult times in life, thinking about that little trip away. Mm. If you were to book a trip away right now, where's the place you're going every time?
Oh, well, I booked a little sneaky day off there now today March. Yeah, yeah.
Lovely. Well,
Do you know what? I actually do want to go back to the States. That's
really?
On my agenda. Yeah, I know most people don't.
Yeah, I've never been.
We'll put it on your agenda
sometime. My thing is always, like, I just always, Lanzarote never leaves my mind and it's so Midlands of me. I'm just
love the sun.
Port Leash in the sun. But yeah, 8 in 10 Brits say considering and like having a holiday is important for their well-being. This is commissioned by Walt Disney Travel. They also say 75% of people get excited by booking it.
Oh yeah.
And 66% say it's a substantial mood boost to their whole day.
Of course it is. The talk about it, chat about it, where will we go?
I just love going on a holiday. Yeah. And it's even better when you're with pals, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Love is in the air, everywhere I look around. Love is in the air, every sight and every sound.
Yes, Andrea, love is in the air. And as we, I suppose, near that kind of Valentine's Day that kind of some people dread, this group of women, Linda Thunvader and Emma O'Neill, are bringing a Matchbox singles party to Dublin on the 14th of February. It's going to be in Brewdog Outpost in the Grand Canal Dock, and it's for aged people 25 to 45. And it's going to use science to match you up with people. So you see,
what do you call it, a Matchbox dating?
This is the name of the group that they're running it with. It's a singles event designed to help people meet through shared core values, and it's algorithm driven. So at the start of the event, you arrive and you take a quiz, and it's on, say, I don't know, an electronic device, a technological device, and you fill in your quiz, and then you start to mingle. There's kind of a group session where you can talk to anyone you really like, but then you are matched with the people in the room that share core values with
you. That science tells you you should be with.
That science tells you. Now, like, I don't know, I'm not in the market at the moment. Kind of just enjoying the bachelor lifestyle. But this could tempt me, like the algorithm, the science.
Well, we'll send you over as our science guinea pig now, right?
A little report, to see can I find love. But I think it's interesting that they, like, this is done in the US and UK, and they get to spend a whole evening with one person. Now, these are giving you three over 20 minutes each. So you get three dates in the one night, but you also get to mingle a little bit with others and see what core values you share. But we'll see.
As always, Cathal O'Sullivan, you've brought a smile to my face, if nothing else, anyway, this Wednesday afternoon. Thanks a million for joining us on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.